Yo, today's QOD is, your life has been adjusted to the level of deficiency and defect in your vision. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. We've got Iyanla Van Zandt on the show today, and she's going to tell a story about checking your vision. Because, you know what? I'm not even going to give this one away. Just listen to the story. It's a good one. Ms. Van Zandt, she's coming up.
I love a sale. I don't care what's on sale. If it say sale, I got to be there. Because it could be something and I'd miss it. I love a sale. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. So I was reading in the paper, this was a year ago, I was reading in the paper that LensCrafter had a sale. I tell you, I don't care where the sale is. So my grandson, Ade Shola, he wears eyeglasses. So I figured I'd be a good grandmother. It was during the Christmas season. And I take him to LensCrafter. They had two eye exams for $39.99. How could I give that up? Any shopper worth her weight in a credit card knows that if there's a 2-for sale, you got to be there. So I took Ade over to LensCrafter. And I figured since he had two eyes and I had two eyes, I'd be the other person and I'd get the 2-for. I'd be the second one of the 2-for. So they examined Ade Shola's eyes. I hadn't had an eye exam since they did those E's, you know, where you put your hand. That's how long it had been since I had an eye exam, because I can see everything, or so I thought. So I go in now. They have all kind of modern technology. Have you been getting your eyes examined lately? You got to look down at a little machine, and they tell you, do you see the green and the blue and where it's at? Oh, it was so quite exciting. Then you go from that office, you go to another office, and they put your eyes in there, and they say, oh, I'm going to test you for glaucoma, and you stick your eyes in a little thing, and poof, they spit some stuff in your eyes. They don't even tell you it's coming. So now you can't see. Maybe you don't have glaucoma, but you got powder in your eye to let them know that you don't have it. Oh, it was quite exciting. So then Dr. Apple, she was the eye doctor. Isn't that great? Apple for the eye. Yeah. So she gave Ade his glasses, and then she said to me, Miss Van Zandt, Where are your glasses? I said, I don't wear no glasses. She said, you don't? I said, absolutely not. No, I don't. She said, oh, I didn't. She said, you don't wear glasses for reading? No. Well, that wasn't really true, because I had those nice little leopard kind of pair that I had gotten from Target because they were on sale. Have you been to Target? You know, they have them on the rack, the little magnifying kind. I only had a 125, but it was nice. I really just got them because they were leopard and they go with so many things. A diva must have leopard eyeglasses, okay? So she said to me, you don't have reading glasses? I said, no, I don't have reading glasses. She said, and you don't have driving glasses? I said, no, I don't have driving glasses. I said, what are you trying to say to me? She says, Miss Van Zandt, you need not one, not two, but 3 pair eyeglasses. I was absolutely horrified. I said, I didn't know that. Why are you telling me I need glasses? She said, because your vision is very, very bad. I said, when did my vision get bad? She said, well, if you don't know, you know I don't know. And since this is the first time I'm seeing you, what am I supposed to say to you? She says, but the reason you probably didn't know that is because your eyes will adjust to the level of deficiency in their focus. Hear me? Your eyes will adjust to the level of deficiency in your focus. How many of us are walking around not realizing that we can't even see? That our eyes have adjusted to a certain level of deficiency, and that we then adjust our lives to the deficiency that we see. And anytime we adjust ourselves to deficiency, it means that we are not living the truth that is in our heart. We have to get our eyes checked. And the way you check your vision in your life is not by going to LensCrafter because they have a sale. The way you check your vision is to really get deep down and in touch with what's going on in your heart. Are you still mad at Boo Boo because he left you in 56? Are you still upset with your mama because she gave you generic cookies? What is going on in your heart? Are you still holding yourself back because mom liked your sister better? Are you still upset with your brother? Is there somebody that you still need to forgive? Because your life has been adjusted to the level of deficiency and defect in your vision. And if your heart isn't open, joyful, loving, peaceful, then it means you can't really see. This is about you.
That was Iyanla Van Zandt. Her website is iyanla.com. You can watch today's talk on the YouTube. It is called Iyanla Van Zandt. Check your vision. All right, my friend, we got Grant Cardone on the show tomorrow talking about your money mindset. Follow me on Instagram for daily motivational reels. And also please leave a rating and or review for the show on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. Much appreciated. Super grateful. You're amazing. Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.